Gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily this Tuesday, April, what is it, 9th, 2019. And let's start off with a little correction, shall we? On the iTunes, there was a comment that said, Mel, the kid was not killed by the gorilla, Harambe, but actually the gorilla was shot so that the gorilla didn't get a chance to kill the child. Again, a bit of a tragic accident a couple of years ago. Kid, you know, found their way into the gorilla thing. The gorilla was sort of pulling him around a little bit, and then the decision was made to kill the gorilla. All this to say, it just seems to be a weird kind of thing for Elon to sing about. But again, I did like the song, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But we're going to talk about Australia, right? Because in Australia, right, there's this dude who traveled about 60,000 miles, más o menos. And he did it in an electric car to sort of, you know, highlight electrification. And he drove all across the world and finished in Australia. And this is a story that I'm reading from Engadget, but it's been reported in lots of other places as well. The gentleman's name is Wiebe Walker, and he started in the Netherlands and he finished in Australia. And he went through 33 countries, but he had to rely on some larger ocean water crossings. So in terms of carbon footprint, that's probably not the best thing to do, but it did sort of raise awareness, and he had a lot of backers and he had a lot of friends helping out. And it's just sort of an interesting little stunt that's getting him lots of press, which is talking about, you know, electrification and cars. But what's interesting is that he didn't do it in like a long range Tesla, a Model 3 with 325 miles range, or a Model S with 330 mile range. He did it in a modified Volkswagen Golf. And they say modified here in this Engadget article, but they don't say how it was modified. I wonder if they slapped in a couple more batteries. But just sort of an interesting aside, well done. And there's a beautiful picture of the car and him with some champagne outside of Sydney Opera House in the background, and the Harbour Bridge. And I was just there, and it just made me homesick. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying. On the Tesla side of things, Elon has come out and said they're going to do this, that they're going to Wi-Fi connect all of the superchargers. There's 12,000 superchargers right now. They're going to Wi-Fi connect all of the supercharger stations, and they are going to sort of allow you to stream content on that giant screen in your SX or 3. So while you're waiting to charge up, you can catch up on the news, or you can watch, you know, an episode of your favorite show. And this is pretty cool, although, you know, it shouldn't be as cool as I think it is, because, you know, if you've got a connected device anyway, your iPhone or your Android phone or some sort of iPad, or you can do this anyway. But it is kind of nice. It's a big, beautiful screen in there. And if it just connects to Wi-Fi automatically, and you can go, let me just catch the news or just watch a little thing right now while I'm charging up, that could be kind of cool, right? I got to tell you what I do when I go to the superchargers, though, is I don't sit in the car. I know a lot of people do. And if it's raining out and stuff, I do that. But if you're on a big, long drive and you're having to stop at a supercharger, I think I've said it before, and I'll say it again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, one of the best exercises you can get is go for a walk. So I find out, how long am I going to supercharge here for? And if it says 30 minutes, here's what I do. If I go do my poos and wees first, I just head down the road 15 minutes, go look at some things, and then turn around, walk back for 15 minutes, and then the car's ready, and I've gotten some nice steps in. It's just kind of a thing that I do. You can try it out. Walking is really healthy. I'm just trying to tell you, get some steps in. It's good for you. But this is part of a bigger issue, right? So here, at least in the United States, when you go get gas, almost every gas station has a little convenience store. And the people that run that gas station make very little money out of the gas itself. They make most of their profit out of the little store that sells you your Diet Coke or your Red Bull or your Apple or your Orange or your Mars bar or whatever it is in there. That's where sort of the money is. So why doesn't that happen at Tesla superchargers? I've wondered about this for a long time. Maybe it's not worth Tesla's time, because I'm sure this is not a multi-billion dollar business, but couldn't they outsource this to third parties to do this? Why don't we see more of that? Because although they put this Tesla superchargers where there's, you know, places to go poos and wees and to get some food, why not a little convenience shop, particularly at the more busy ones? I think Tesla owners would be very into doing that. Going in. Now, in some of the giant Tesla places, they do have this. They have Wi-Fi. They have a shop selling Tesla goods that are really overpriced. They have a vending machine. But this could also just be much smaller than that. And maybe just sort of high-end vending machines that they have now, which are pretty cool, which keep things cold and warm and have more interesting food than just sort of the disgusting sort of pie that's 17 days old. I'm just wondering the economics of that and if this is worth their time. But I think if we're going to have electric charging stations all over the place, particularly on highways, and I think we are because that's where we're headed, then surely there is a secondary business here. And maybe somebody needs to just start working with Tesla on creating that secondary business, or maybe just pulling up their food truck and selling stuff to Tesla owners. Because when it's busy, particularly on those holidays, there's a lot of people waiting there and they're hungry, and they would buy your food and your soda pop while they're waiting to supercharge. Although with Tesla supercharger V3, well, they're not going to have to stay there as long, which is nice, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, and it was also noted, how are they going to get Wi-Fi into every single one of these supercharger stations, as it were? And then somebody noted that, you know, well, SpaceX is putting up these low Earth satellites that's going to have really fast internet. So basically, Elon didn't say when this was going to happen, but using that network, it will be pretty easy for Tesla to pull this off at some point by doing a deal with SpaceX. And they kind of know who runs each company, so this will be an easy thing to do. And the more I think about it, the more I think these supercharger stations could become a hub, right? They could become a social hub, so you're getting some food, you're talking to other Tesla owners. Even on the app, you could set it up so that Tesla owners could talk to each other and could be saying things like in real time, don't go to this supercharger, it's full right now, or these two stalls are broken, go to the next one, or watch out, there's cops down the road here, and slow down in your P100D kind of thing. So there's a lot of social stuff that could go around this, because right now the Tesla group is pretty tight in terms of who owns Teslas, and you see people and you sort of give each other a nod and a wink. And I think this could continue, and they could do more in this. But again, it's distracting. It's not sort of the core business. But there's interesting things that they could do with apps and supercharger stations and Wi-Fi and video playing at these stations. And they could even sort of sell advertising. When your car arrives, there could be a video that just automatically starts playing saying, well, here are the services that are here. And you can hit cancel if you've already heard it before. Or a little advertising for a local business or something like that. There's a lot of potential here. And I wonder, particularly when the cars become even more self-driving, I wonder where this is going to go. And finally for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I had the unfortunate thing that happened to me. I had to drive to UCLA in the traffic. And so I put it on Navigator Autopilot. And this thing is still like 15-year-old. It really has a hard time in traffic. In LA traffic when it's bad, and it's most of the time it's bad. It was kind of stop and go, but it's really difficult to change lanes. You really have to get into, I don't know, Mad Max mode to be able to change lanes when it's like that. And the car just had a really hard time slowing down, down, trying to get into a space. Couldn't do it. The people behind you are starting to go beep, beep, beep. It's great, fantastic for staying in the lane in stop and go traffic, but this version of Navigator on Autopilot, changing lanes when it's really packed like that, where you have to kind of be fairly aggressive and like inch over and like let me in and then accelerate and brake fairly hard, not so good. When the traffic's flowing a bit better, it changes lanes pretty well. But they keep talking about, oh, this great epic increase in the neural network. Elon, is this the version? Is the version I have in my car what you're talking about? Because it's not epic. I would call it good, but it is not epic. But maybe there's another version that I don't have yet. It's not epic. I'm just saying. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the show is Elon Daily. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.